The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Right, you've heard of the war on drugs and the war on terror. Well, today the Sunday Business Show brings you the war on dog farts. Take two Goldman Sachs salespeople who have given up potentially golden careers to go into the trenches to fight dog smells. Well, of course, it's slightly more complicated than that because the two believe they can make far more selling homemade dog food that as a byproduct stops Fido flatulence than broking with Goldman's. Kevin Glynn is one of the founders of Butternut Box that has raised £1 million sterling in seed funding, and he joins me in studio. Hello. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Are you mad?
Am I?
You gave up.
I hope not.
When people say you got into Goldman Sachs, I bet you the first thing they say, how could I get in there?
Exactly, yeah.
Because Goldman Sachs is the road to riches.
Well, yeah, it's a great place. Great place to learn. We had me and Dave were in there. We started the internship together and then we ended up resigning the same day. But 4 years, unbelievable experience, great learning. And I guess a lot of those learnings we took into the business now that we're doing.
And the business is?
Well, the business is, we are the first fresh home-cooked dog food company in the UK. It was inspired by a farting dog called Rudy, as you kind of alluded to earlier. Rudy was a rescue from Battersea Dogs and Cats. It's actually, Rudy is Dave's dog. Dave, my business partner.
Called?
Dave Nolan.
Nolan. Better give him a shout out. Yes, otherwise, Dave, he won't be your partner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully he's listening, actually. Rudy was rescued from Battersea. She had a lot of skin issues and then she also had weepy eye, and one of the rather big side effects was her flatulence.
Well, let's get the background music a little bit.
Yeah, so she had chronic flatulence.
Oh,
and that's how she got the name Rudy. And then, well, so Dave's family brought Rudy to the vet. The vet tied it to nutrition. So they started home cooking for Rudy, saw the immediate improvements in her diet. And then me and Dave were thick as thieves in Goldman. So we were out having coffee one day and he said, you know, Rudy's had this remarkable turnaround effect from fresh home cooked dog food. I was like, God, that sounds like an amazing idea. Is there anybody else doing that in the UK? We could see nobody doing it in Europe or the UK. So kind of that weekend, we went up and cooked up a fresh batch, sent it out to 20 dogs, friends and family. Feedback was brilliant. Then we did it again for kind of 1 degree of separation away. We didn't want our friends and family saying, yeah, quit your jobs, off you go. So before we were insane, we did it 1 degree of separation away. Same sort of feedback, like with dogs eating around kibble, eating our food instead of it, flatulence gone, behavioral issues improving. So on the back of that, 80% of people started paying for it. And we were like, okay. And I think the real turning point was when we said we were going to go off and do a bit more research and figure out what we wanted to do with the business. Before we went off and quit our jobs, people were like, no, the dogs won't eat anything else now. You have to continue feeding them. So we were Monday to Friday
gone.
Monday to Friday we were gone. Weekends we were cooking up dog food and then delivering around London. And then last year...
Where were you cooking this stuff?
It was just in the kitchen at the start.
Oh my Jesus, yeah. It must be some smell.
It's all fresh, human-grade ingredients, taste-tested on the team before it leaves the kitchen. So it's
what
good
kind
stuff.
Of stuff?
We do four dishes, chicken, beef, turkey and lamb.
But you're not putting in the good stuff.
Well, it's all human grade. So we originally sourced from Smithfield Meat Market, which was up the road from Goldman. So before we went into Goldman's, we were in the meat market learning the cuts of meats and whatnot. And then now we source primarily UK and Irish meat as well. But it's all human grade ingredients, taste tested on the team. We cook everything in northwest London up the with our office on top.
Butternut Box.
Yes,
indeed. One of these ship a box type of companies?
Yes, yeah, it's direct to consumer business model. So we cook up all the food, then we deliver straight to the door.
UK only?
UK only for the moment.
And what's going to happen?
Well, I think the next steps for us now is we just closed our funding round. We've spec'd out a much bigger kitchen unit, so it's 2,500 square foot up in northwest London. The number one focus for us at the moment is growth, building out the team, and then we'll probably be looking at adding in new recipes on the back of the four that we have at the moment.
Have you ever tasted it?
I have tasted many dishes in there. Swear to God, you'll see videos of it. We taste tested on the team.
The funding round, who gave you money?
So Passion Capital were the lead.
A VC?
Yeah, VC.
VC is backing doggy food.
Yeah, quite a hot space at the moment. You see some of the companies over in the States, Chewy, have done phenomenally well. There's also Farmer's Dog over in the US, very similar to us. They've raised $8 million in funding in their last Series A. Passion, we're involved. We also had then Angel Money as well, primarily Goldman Sachs individuals came involved as well.
Should they? That's probably their lunch money that they were giving you.
I wouldn't say that. Good tax incentive schemes over in the UK, which
of course it is, and that's the difference. And I presume you've looked at over here. Are you going to sell over here at all?
I'd love to. My dog's over here, so I sent food back to him, Ace. We'd love to. DPD do our last mile, and they can do to Ireland. It's just a function of price. It's like £5 extra. So it's definitely.
And how much is a butternut box?
It ranges now depending on the size of the dog. So we tailor everything to each individual dog.
So I've got a Westie.
Your Westie would probably cost you roughly £2.20 a day. So a cup of coffee.
£2.20 a day?
Roughly, yeah.
I can bloody feed the thing for about £3 a week.
Well, it's what you're feeding them now. That's what I'm going to ask next.
What is it called? Baker's or Purina?
Baker's.
Don't get me to court. It works. And okay, some days.
He might be surviving, but with us, he can be thriving. That's what I'm going to say.
So the idea obviously came from the Rudy, your thing, yeah? Is there any other animal that you could actually feed with this stuff? I mean, what, cat food?
Cat food is definitely something we're going to get.
I don't know, do cats fart?
Well, cats...
Only on the Sunday Business Show could I ask that question. Do cats fart?
Do cats fart? I don't
53102 if somebody wants to tell me, do cats fart?
We're dog people by trade, but I don't know. One of our advisors is a specialist in what tastes good for dogs and cats. So cats...
How can you know that?
Palatability. It's a big thing.
But how? They don't have a dog's taste buds.
No, but you can do tests. Okay. You can put down two foods and then you can kind of go from there, iterate and do massive tests.
And where did you find that person?
Just by chance, actually. We got introduced to him, sat down and then we just hit it off.
Don't Google dog food taste good.
No, not quite. But he's been fantastic for us.
Now, because of your background, I'm sure that you've done the maths on it and you have this fantastic business model and you've got your forecasts.
Forecasts, yes.
Tell us what the forecasts are. In 3 years' time, where will you be?
Oh, in 3 years' time, I think we're going to be... 3 years' time for us, like, I guess we want to... be feeding as many dogs as possible. There's 8.7 million dogs in the UK.
Well, last week we heard there were 8.5 million, so we've just increased your market size.
Yeah, exactly, by 200K. Appreciate that. So, dogs, cats, wellness will be a big thing for us, we believe. So there's...
You're not actually telling me the numbers.
Don't flash numbers, not user numbers.
Come on. It's going to be huge.
That's the aim. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. We quit pretty good jobs, so we would we'd be hoping to. But for us, it's like the client experience is massive for us. We're doing a good thing. Dogs are thriving on the food, and like that's core to the business for us. As long as we keep doing that as we grow, we'll be happy.
Okay. Well, Kevin Glynn, hopefully you will come back to us on Team SBS because we want to hear how you grow. If anybody in Ireland wants to find you,
yeah,
they will find you where?
Butternutbox.com. Or email me, kevin@butternutbox.com.
Why is it called Butternut Box?
We just wanted a name completely different to anybody else out there in the pet food market. We wanted to be called Pedigree, Waggies, anything like that. So that's
what is it, Butternut?
That exact reason. It resonated very well with our clients. We want to be completely different from the rest of the market.
Okay. Kevin Glynn, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We are going to talk about cutting your energy costs after the next ad break.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.